Hippopotamuses, also known as hippos, are monstrous mammals that reside in Africa, living part-time on land and spending significant amounts of time in the water. They share their range with many other animals, including lions that frequent the same water sources as them. What happens when the king of the jungle meets an animal so fierce that it can bite through watercraft? We have the answer of which animal wins a hippo versus lion fight, and we'll break down the battle for you, bit by bit. By using the available information, we can show you which creature has the most advantages and is most likely to come out on top. Comparing a hippo and a lion. The key factors in a fight between a hippo and a lion. Deciding whether a hippo or a lion wins a fight against the other necessitates more than a glance at the creatures. We have found 7 valuable points of data representing key factors that would provide these creatures with an edge over one another in battle. Consider the physical characteristics and predatory inclinations of both animals and see how the advantages they garner impact a hypothetical fight. Physical features of hippos and lions. The law of the wild is very clear on the fact that the larger, stronger creatures are most likely to win a fight against smaller, weaker ones. That's not the only physical trait that matters in a battle, though. Take a look at 5 traits that give these creatures an advantage over each other in the heat of battle. Hippo versus lion, size. Lions are very large apex predators that have few natural predators in their range. They can weigh over 500 pounds, stand 4 feet tall, and measure 8 feet long. Yet, they are small in comparison to a hippo. Hippos can weigh up to 4,000 pounds and measure 16 feet long while standing 5 feet tall or more at the shoulder. The largest hippo ever weighed 9,900 pounds and lived in a zoo in Germany, while the largest lion on record also lived in captivity and weighed 827 pounds. The bottom line? Hippos weigh about 10 times as much as full-grown male lions. Hippos have the size advantage in this fight. Hippo versus lion, speed and movement. Lions must be speedy if they want to catch their dinner. They have a running speed that regularly hits 35 miles per hour, but they can turn on the afterburners and reach 50 miles per hour right before attacking. Although hippos are very large animals, they have a unique trotting run style that lets them run between 20 miles per hour and 30 miles per hour. A lion can definitely catch a hippo, but it might not want to. Lions have the speed advantage. Hippo versus lion, bite power and teeth. Lions do not have the strongest bite on the savanna, but they can bite between 650 psi and 1000 psi. They have 4-inch fangs and pose a formidable threat to just about any creature they get their paws on. Hippos are simply indomitable when it comes to their bite power and teeth. They have 1800 psi biting force and teeth that reach over a foot in length. A hippo has 36 teeth, all of them sharp and powerful. Hippos have the advantage in terms of bite power and teeth. Hippo versus lion, senses. Lions have a fantastic sense of hearing that they can use to locate prey miles away. Their night vision is perfect for hunting, and they can smell well enough to identify specific animals. Hippos have a good sense of vision, and it holds up in murky water. They also have a very good sense of smell, but not as good as a lion's. Their hearing is good on land and in water, but not more potent than other predators. The lion has an advantage in terms of its senses. Hippo versus lion, physical defenses. Lions can use their speed, size, and fellow members of their pride to ward off harm from others. In a one-on-one fight, though, their speed and size are the more important factors. Hippos are similar to lions in that their vast size can ward off several predators at a time. Their skin is very thick and hard to get through, and they have a good threat display that scares off predators. Hippos have the advantage in physical defenses. Combat skills of hippos and lions. Hippos and lions are both highly capable predators. We are going to compare their combat skills to see which one of these animals has more to offer in terms of offense and predatory behaviors. We can use this information in conjunction with their physical traits to definitively prove which animals wins in a fight against the other. Hippo versus lion, offensive capabilities. Lions are potent defensive forces, bringing their weight and power to bear against another creature. They have strong legs topped by sharp claws that can dig deep into an enemy. They also have a powerful bite and a mouth that opens wide enough to get around just about any animal's throat. Hippos have fewer attacking methods. They use their weight to trample others underfoot, or they use their massive bites to kill enemies. We're calling this section a tie, Hippos have power, but lions have finesse. Hippo versus lion: predatory behaviors. Lions are predators that use ambush tactics to surprise and overwhelm enemies. They also simply pursue enemies and attack them, often as a pack. Hippos will often ambush creatures from the water, hiding most of their body beneath the water and suddenly attacking with a burst of speed. These creatures are equal in their predatory behaviors. What are key differences between a hippo and a lion? Hippos are longer, taller, and heavier than a lion, and hippos spend part of their time in the water while lions are completely terrestrial. Lions prefer to hunt their prey at dusk or night when they have the advantage from their senses. Hippos are almost purely herbivores while lions are carnivores. Hippos have a much more powerful bite than lions despite both creatures using their bite to kill others. These are the most significant differences between hippos and lions. Who would win in a fight between a hippo and a lion? A hippo would win a fight against a solo lion, and it would even fight several lions to a draw. The hippo's sheer power and ability to hide in a place lions must visit, the water, would give them an advantage in a fight. Even if a lion gets the drop on a hippo, it lacks the power to kill an animal this large without some serious help. Lions cannot kill adult hippos in one fell swoop, they must kill them with dozens of serious wounds. No hippo is going to allow a lion to live long enough to inflict that kind of damage on them. If a lion and hippo saw each other coming, the fight would be all about brawn. The hippo just needs a single good bite to crush limbs or puncture vital areas on the lion. Their teeth are so large that one bite can break a lion's bones and puncture its organs. That's ignoring the simple weight disparity that could easily crush a lion. Lions have the advantage in speed, and they can catch up to a hippo in the wild, but they probably do not want to. The better, safer option is to just evacuate the area or bring along enough of the pride to win. All in all, a hippo has enough advantages in the fight to beat a lion. What animal can bring down a hippo? Fighting solo, very few creatures are able to defeat a hippo. It truly is rare for a hippo to fall prey to just one adversary. Predators that are hungry enough to attack a hippo usually attack in groups. They know better than to attempt it by themselves, and even fighting with backup, they will not walk, crawl, or swim away without taking a significant amount of damage. Is there an animal capable of bringing down a hippo by itself? Yes, but it would take an even larger foe. If an elephant and a hippo crossed paths and happened to fight to the death, we know that the elephant would come out victorious. The elephant has the physical stature to overpower the hippo. A charging elephant can destroy just about anything in its path. Do not forget those huge tusks. A hippo might have a fighting chance if it was able to surprise the elephant near a pond or lake. If the hippo could ambush an unsuspecting elephant on a bank, they could potentially move or drag the elephant into the water where they would have the advantage. That would have to be pretty deep water, though, to cause the elephant to have too much trouble, as they are comfortable in water.